It's a pretty quiet morning at Brian Gartland's home on the old Mission Peninsula. Gartland is hanging out with his four-year-old son, Buddy. Normally, Buddy would be with his preschool classmates at the Pathfinder School, but a couple of weeks ago, Gartland decided to pull him out of school because of the recent outbreak of pertussis.
My wife is suffering from brain and bone cancer, so she subsequently has a weakened immune system due to the chemo that she's taking.
Gartland's wife has been in chemotherapy for 9 months. One of the effects of her treatment is that she cannot receive vaccinations, including the vaccine for pertussis. If she were exposed to the disease, the complications for her could be severe, even fatal. When the Gartlands learned that about one-third of their son's classmates had not been vaccinated for pertussis, they decided to take both their children out of school, even though they're both up to date on their vaccinations.
We don't want them to get it at all, and we certainly don't want them to bring it home and give it to my wife, which would, you know, greatly complicate things, make life much more difficult, if not disastrous.
Gartland blames the spread of the pertussis outbreak on parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. And these days, there are a lot of parents who, for various reasons, do not vaccinate their kids. Gartland is hopeful that the resurgence of outbreaks of diseases like pertussis might change a few of their minds.
I sure hope that, you know, this gets out the word that, I mean, they really are safe.
I would say, first of all, he needs more information.
That's Mary Toko, a staunch opponent of vaccines. Toko operates the website childhoodshots.com, where she sells DVDs and other materials warning parents of the dangers of vaccinating their children. She says the pertussis vaccine is definitely not safe. Toko cites a 1985 book called DPT, A Shot in the Dark. The book claims the pertussis vaccine used at the time caused seizures and a range of neurological diseases. Toko says it's better for parents to rely on natural remedies like herbs, oils, and nutrition to prevent and treat illnesses like pertussis. She accuses public health organizations of purposefully spreading misinformation about the pertussis vaccine.
This is what I call propaganda, because Lord forbid that they admit that their vaccination is failing to protect and that those that are vaccinated are the ones who are having the outbreaks.
The Grand Traverse County Health Department says pertussis is unusual in that the vaccine is only 100% effective for about 70% of people. The department notes, however, that for the 30% who may end up with pertussis, despite being fully vaccinated, the symptoms of the disease are far less severe. Health officials say it's important for the general population to be vaccinated in order to provide what they call herd immunity to those who cannot be vaccinated. But many parents are seeking waivers from their schools to allow them not to vaccinate their children. Jamie McCall is Director of Student Services for Traverse City Area Public Schools. She says about 9% of TCAP's students have waivers.
For the students who are just not up to date, but there's really no philosophical reason for that, I think we will see an increase in making sure children's vaccines are up to date. As far as the philosophical reasons, I don't know that we'll see a change in the practice of parents.
For Brian Gartland, the debate over vaccines shouldn't be a debate at all.
This is a situation where we can't really agree to disagree. Everybody needs to come together as a community and get their vaccinations if they can, because they're protecting the more vulnerable people like my wife. And I think if people can see it in that light, then they'd be willing to get their vaccines.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.